miracle, because it lasted, this was basically a period of sustained economic growth of 3 to 4% annually, and it lasted from right after World War II until into the 1970s. And the linchpin of this whole economic system was a food system that was brought in and essentially invented by an American agronomist named Norman Borlaug. And so what he did was he came down to Mexico, and Mexico was having dramatic food shortages at the time. And mostly because of something called stem rust, which affected the wheat that was grown in Mexico. And it caused a lot of the plants to die out, and this caused food shortages. So what he did was he tinkered, and it took him years, but he came up with a new hybrid form of wheat that actually resisted the stem rust. In a very short amount of time, Mexico was completely transformed from a country with wide-scale food shortages to one that was a net exporter of wheat, all in a few years. So, and this, of course, led to the Mexican miracle. What Borlaug then did was he exported his system to India and Pakistan in the mid-1960s, and it was the same situation there. They were having food shortages and all kinds of problems, and the system had the same effect. It took both countries from being from having food shortages to being net exporters all within a span of a few years. Now, this was despite some critics. So in 1968, a biologist named Patrick Ehrlich wrote a book called The Population Bomb, and he said, "I have yet to meet anyone familiar with the situation who thinks India will be self-sufficient in food by 1971. India couldn't possibly feed 200 million more people by 1980. Well, we know that he was obviously wrong, and this is very important to remember given the current resurgence of the same sort of population worries with the world hitting 7 billion people recently. We've seen a lot more of these stories in the news of people saying, well, the Earth can't sustain, it. So Borlaug's system was known as the Green Revolution because it produced fields of green wherever it was applied, or in the countries to where it was applied. And the Green Revolution did have its share of critics. People said, well, it's making countries dependent on the chemical fertilizers that are part of the process. It's also introduced corporate farming, where food is grown for profit as opposed to simple sustenance. The system wasn't perfect, but in each case it did secure the food supply, which enabled the economic growth. Those countries, Mexico, India, Pakistan, but all of those countries have a long way to go, but the momentum is in the right direction. So when India straightened out its other policies in subsequent decades, the economy went through the roof, and we all know how that's turned out. This is a slide of India's GDP, and as you can see, the growth started to happen right around where the Green Revolution started to kick in. One other interesting fact about India is that it's now the fastest growing market in the world for the likes of McDonald's and KFC. And this is because India, on a food basis, is pretty much where North America was in the 1960s, 1970s, in that economic growth is causing families, parents, both parents are now going to work and bringing in more money, but that means there's less time for cooking, so more time for McDonald's. Yay! So, despite some of the messages that we hear in the media, and particularly lately from the likes of the Occupy Wall Street protesters, the world is actually getting richer. Wealth may be getting more concentrated in the hands of the few, but in fact, we are in an unprecedented period of poverty reduction. In 2000, the United Nations set its Millennium Development Goals, and two of them were included were reducing poverty and hunger, or having it, cutting it in half by 2015. Many observers actually believe that on the poverty side, that goal was actually achieved back in 2007. So poverty, abject poverty, of course, is defined as surviving on less than $1.25 a day. So these are some numbers here, according to the United Nations. From 2005, or up to 2005, this poverty rate dropped from 46% to 27%. Since then, the rate has accelerated. In the past 5 years, 500 million people have escaped abject poverty, despite the